What, you're quitting?
No. But if I were, what kind of card would you send me?
Miss Liveron, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm helping my brother Lud's boy sell greeting cards for his school back in Hickory. They got them for all occasions. These are absolutely unique cards, not sold in stores anywhere. Let's say you forget someone's birthday.
Liveron, they have cards for that down at the drugstore.
Yes. But are they trimmed in genuine fake fur? Ooh, stop.
Okay, it's for a good cause.
Oh, good. I'll put you down for 10 boxes.
Liveron, I couldn't use 10 bucks of a card in my entire life.
That's true. You are getting a little long in the tooth. I'll put you down for 5.
I'll take 10.
You won't regret it. Why don't you take a look at these samples?
Oh, great. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sorry your sled was stolen.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, your old girlfriend's here.
Who?
That lady Hedge Slinker.
Laverne, she was never my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Well, if she was a girl and she was a friend. Oh, okay, all right. I guess I can see her.
You want me to tell her your business?
No. It's all right. As long as she's here.
In here for something. I have no idea what it was.
You were looking for the superglue.
That's right. How did you know?
Carol, when you spend this much time with someone in intimate quarters, you get to know their every feeling, their every thought.
Oh, Patrick.
Plus, your last words were, where's the superglue?
I prefer your first explanation. No, seriously, I've noticed that our relationship has evolved to a new, deeper level of sharing and openness. Hello? Honey, do you mind? It's personal.
Sure.
Hello? You can deliver it today? Yay! You see, my boyfriend saw this exercise machine in your catalog, and he fell in love with it. He has no idea that I ordered it for him. I can't wait to see his face when... Well, same to you, buddy. It's a shame you're too hostile to participate in another person's joy.
Terrific.
Oh, so do you, Harry. By the way, thanks for being there for Stan and me during the divorce. I know it's hard not to take sides.
Well, can I take sides now? I mean, Stan was a friend. We played golf together, but he was a jerk when it came to you. He never appreciated what a wonderful lady you are.
Oh, thank you, Harry. I always knew I married the wrong man. Patient I'd like you to consult on.
My pleasure.
Her home situation seems fine, but lately she's been acting out at school.
Okay.
Anyway, I was thinking it could be chemical.
Well, chemistry can certainly have a very powerful effect.
So, you'll see her and run a few tests?
For you, anything.
Oh, you are so sweet. I always said Libby was the luckiest woman on earth.
Well, Libby was crazy about you, too.
Yeah, the four of us had some great times together.
this is the first time in over 30 years we've both been single at the same time?
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yes. How about dinner tonight? You have plans?
Well, I was going to pick up my dry cleaning, but I think I can get out of it.
Good.
My, look at the time. Patrick, weren't you supposed to go over to your friend Jim's studio?
I said I might drop by.
Better get going.
Maybe I'll blow it off. Jim's got this hyper dog. Every time it sees my leg, it's love at first sight.
Well, honey, it's not polite to say you're going to drop by and then not. Go, drop.
Trying to get rid of me?
Am I trying to get rid of you? Don't be ridiculous.
Is there something wrong between us that I should know about?
No, not at all.
Why are you acting so weird?
Well, it's just my way.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I will head over there. What kind of flowers do you bring a terrier?
Dreyfus, I have never said this about any man, but I thought he'd never leave.
Sign on line 12.
My boyfriend's exercise equipment. He's going to be so surprised. You see, he saw it in a catalog, and he has no idea that I... What is it with people? No. I'm afraid there's been a mistake. No, you see, this is supposed to be a big machine.
Yep.
But it's shaped all wrong.
And that's because it's unassembled.
What?
Unassembled. That means you have to put it together.
You mean with tools?
No. You shout abracadabra.
But I don't use tools. I don't even know where we keep tools. And my sister's out of town.
I don't blame her.
Wait, Mr. Delivery Man, you can't leave me like this.
Face it, Carol, we all can and we all do.
Oh, shut up, you.
Well, what do we hear?
Exercise equipment. It was supposed to be this great surprise for Patrick. I had no idea it was going to come in pieces. What do they think? Everybody has tools lying around or something?
Hey, tool's my middle name. You know, I'd be happy to put this baby together for you.
You would?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
No problem. I know how it is. Gal just can't do mechanical stuff.
Please.
Relax. It's not your fault. It's like that part of your brain is missing.
Of all the sexist... Never mind. I'll do it myself. I'm intelligent. I can read instructions.
Sure you can.
If I put my mind to it, I can learn to be mechanical.
Why not? I hear there's a chick in a Chinatown that can play tic-tac-toe.
I refuse to buy into that male myth. Well, here we go. This looks simple enough. Step one, raise the upright post to the vertical position and insert a slot head bolt and formed washer through the metal plate under the console. Oh, boy.
Daddy,
my sweet, precious, handsome daddy, noble face, pediatrician of pediatricians.
Carol, I'm not putting this together for you. I have a date.
You have a date? In the middle of the week? Who is she, Daddy?
Laura.
Laura Kilmer? Aunt Laura?
Well, she's not really your aunt. We just called her that.
I know, Daddy, but she's like a member of the family.
Well, you may not know this, but Laura and I dated. Well, almost. That was before I ever met your mother, and... Well, we've always been very good friends, and now we're both single, so...
That's different. Ooh, that's so romantic. Two kindred souls rekindling a flame that smoldered for decades.
Well, it wasn't exactly a flame.
Well, what was it?
I don't know. Spark. Well, I'd like to see. There was this college weekend in Fort Lauderdale, and well, Laura and I were both with different people, but on the ride down, something happened between us. There was this chemistry.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, we couldn't take our eyes off each other. And then one thing led to another, and we necked.
You necked?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
You've been living off that tiny morsel all these years?
Don't knock it. The only protection you needed back then was breath mints.
You like the cocoa van?
It's wonderful. The whole evening has been just wonderful.
I know. It's sort of like having all those old fantasies come true.
Fantasies?
Oh, you know. All those fantasies you have about other people when you're married.
Well, I can't recall having those.
You mean you never, in 30 years? You never once wondered how we might have turned out?
Oh, I was completely faithful to Libby.
Even in your mind?
I didn't pay any mind to my mind. Okay, all right. Okay. I mean, I admit it, I had my fantasies.
Really?
But they were clean fantasies.
You had clean fantasies about me?
Okay, not so clean. As a matter of fact, some of them were pretty... rowdy.
You know, I've thought about that weekend a lot over the years.
Oh, me too. Well, no, I'm not a whole lot. Oh, well, some weekend, though. When we took over Fort Lauderdale, I thought I would have a go of insane if I couldn't get to sit next to you.
Oh, me too. That's why I convinced your date to sit in the front with my date.
Yeah, and she actually believed by sitting there she would get to the hotel sooner.
Oh, and then after hours of secretly pressing our knees against each other in the back seat, we finally pulled into that hotel parking lot.
Yeah, and your date went in and got the rooms, the boys on the third floor, girls on the first floor.
And your date went in to make sure they put paper bands around the toilet seats.
And as soon as they were out of sight, I kissed her.
What a kiss.
And then that stupid bellboy knocked on the windshield.
Well, he's not here now.
Are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
Guess. You already put it together once, but you took it apart again to see if you could reassemble it blindfolded.
Charlie, how would you like to be pummeled with a... whatever this is?
Oh, like you don't use that every morning to put on your makeup.
Why is life so mean to me? All right, if I must swallow my pride, so be it. Help me, Charlie. Please, help me.
Thought you never asked. Dietz man's on the job. We'll have this baby together in no time.
You will?
Hey, I'm a guy, aren't I? And don't start blubbering or you're going to rust this Framus rod.
Yeah.
You do take your coffee black, right?
Yeah. Yes, I used to use sugar, then I switched to sweet and low. And sometimes I like cream, but...
I'm sorry, Harry. I don't know, I just couldn't go through with it.
I felt the same way. I don't get it. I mean, we're crazy about each other. We've dreamt about this. What happened?
It's the hell out of me.
So when we were, upstairs, did you find yourself thinking about Stan?
No.
I did. Look, I don't know. I guess I couldn't help it. I mean, maybe it's this place. It's all the memories. Every place you look, there are pictures of you and Stan and the kids, and worse, pictures of you and Stan and me and Libby.
Libby. That's who I kept thinking about. Libby looking down on me from heaven.
How'd she look?
I didn't actually see her, Harry.
No, you know, maybe we have to get away from all these memories. I'm not giving up on us.
Neither am I.
You know, we need to find a place that's ours and ours alone.
You're not going to buy a Ford Fairlane, are you?
Maybe just the back seat. I don't know.
That one.
This one or this one over here?
Whatever.
Well, I have to hand it to you, Charlie. I puzzled over this thing for hours. It's taken you no time at all.
Told you. Guy thing.
Now, that is a prejudice instilled in us by a male-dominated culture. In reality, there are no guy things.
Can you write your name in the snow?
Shut up.
Okay. There you go, little lady. Done. Finito. Dunno.
But there's still all these pieces left.
Spare parts, in case something breaks.
Well, gee, doesn't look anything like the picture in the catalog.
Yeah, they never do.
Doesn't even look like the drawing in the instructions.
Instructions?
Yes, instructions. Didn't you read the instructions?
Hey, the Deaster doesn't need instructions. He's a guy. Can wing it.
What? I would have been better off asking that chicken in Chinatown.
Carol, I'm home.
My surprise. Charlie, do something. What are you doing?
First thing came to mind.
Hi, honey.
Patrick, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd go in the living room watching TV.
No, you can't watch TV. The TV's closed.
Closed? You mean broken?
Yes, that's the technical term.
Let me take a look at it. Maybe I can fix it.
No, quick. You have to go to the store. It's an emergency. We're out of salsa.
We have a salsa emergency?
Yes. You never know when someone named Manuel might stop by.
I better get going. But before I do, I just want to say one thing.
What is it?
If you don't have that weight machine assembled in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to do it myself.
How did you know?
It's a guy thing.
Alone at last.
Hotel looks the same.
Yeah, this is where it all started. Let's pick it up from where we left off. No, that Wednesday was nice.
Oh, real nice.
How about some mood music?
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
Okay, here you go.
Nope.
All right, wait, there's another station.
Oh, talk all the time.
Fine. I know. Talk to me about secretly holding my hand on the drive back.
Yes, it was such forbidden fruit. I knew it was wrong, but I couldn't help myself. It's just that we've known each other so long, it's like kissing
a relative. It seemed like such a good idea. But I guess some fantasies are just better left as fantasies.
But they were some great fantasies. So, what do we do now?
Well, for openers, I'm going to stop holding my stomach in.
What's a seven-letter word for energy or motion?
Kinetic. When is it on the Tonight Show?
30 years with Johnny. Not the same with Jay.
Oh, no, it isn't. I mean, you just get used to thinking of Johnny in a certain way to try to get used to someone new.
Like Jay.
And you just can't do it.
I care very deeply for Jay. He's a wonderful person. And there are things about him I'll always treasure, but
he's not Johnny. How about a hug, Jay?
Monday, Beverly D'Angelo stars in a powerful NBC world premiere movie based on the true story, A Child Lost Forever. She went looking for the son she was forced to give away and discovered a horrible secret. A Child Lost Forever, NBC Monday.